Hi, this is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com, and we are backstage or understage at the Nickelback Show, the tour kickoff for the summer, with Chris Dawson, guitar tech for Ryan, and he's going to walk us through all the guitars and amps effects that they're using on this summer's tour. So, Chris, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, let's start. I know you see you have a lot of guitars here. Let's start with the first couple on the end here. Tell us, why don't you pull them out and tell us a little bit about them?
All right. Well, show starts off, This Means War, and this is his Flying V that was custom made. Actually, Ryan designed this himself and had it cut and the pipes installed. So it's actually, the name of this guitar is the War Machine. So it's kind of interesting. So this is tuned down to A sharp standard. So it's a really low tuning. So we, for this and for Burn It to the Ground, they have really thick strings. Chad actually plays a 7-string for those songs, but Peak just stays in 6-string, but goes down to like a, it's an 80 on the bottom, so it's really, really thick strings. The other low tuning is the Explorer, and most of Ryan's guitars, what we would do is get them, the bodies from Gibson, just with all the holes drilled, but before they get paint or anything else, and then we would put all our own hardware and pickups. He uses EMG 81 in the bridge, 85 in the neck for all of his guitars. And yeah, so this guitar is about 5 or 6 years old now, and this was it's all beat up, kind of a distressed look. So yeah, so this is the Burn It to the Ground.
And what type of strings are you using on all of his guitars?
We're using Ernie Ball. We've always used Ernie Balls since I can remember, at least 15 years, so. And this one over here, this is the backup for This Means War and Burn It to the Ground. Another Explorer, and it's another interesting finish that we did. This was actually just with the, it was just with a plane, just kind of gouged out the finish on it.
Does Ryan do the finishing jobs himself?
Well, me and him kind of do it together. Like he kind of comes up with the ideas, and then we will just back here take, like I said, we get the bodies and then just try different things with them. And so as you can see, he doesn't have a lot of color glossy paint jobs. It's mostly kind of like wood tones and stains. And
you're using wireless packs on every guitar. And what wireless packs are you using on
there?
We're
using the Shure, the U4D wireless system. So. And this is one that we actually did a long time ago, and it actually sat in a case for a few years. And then we pulled it out for this tour for Never Again, which is one of the older songs that they're bringing back out for this set. And this one we kind of did our own tobacco burst. And what we did was just stained it a light stain and then took a blowtorch and just burnt the edges and just kind of did our own. So this finish on this one is very similar to the Burn It to the Ground Explorer. And this is his main Flying V. This is played for maybe four or five or six songs, depending on how the show goes. But yeah, this is I would say his favorite guitar right here. This is the V, and as you can see, this one's really beat up. It's got a lot of chunks taken out of it, and I think it resonates maybe because of, I don't know, for some reason this one just, it's a lot of sustain. It sounds excellent. And then this one here is the backup for his main. So this is another tobacco type finish, and this one is kind of interchangeable with this. So some nights we might use this one for a couple songs that the main V would be played for, but like they stay in the same tuning, and they're kind of interchangeable. They could be used for the same song.
And does he have, you know, pretty standard wiring electronics for all these as far as the volume and tone and pickup switching?
They're all all EMG pickups, 81 in the bridge and an 85 in the neck. And just basically pretty standard volume and tone. So this one is new for this tour too. This is Jaguar that this was actually my guitar, and we brought it out because we wanted to try a couple of something new. And this was this thing sounded great. Once again, it has EMGs, but the single coils. So he'll be playing this for How You Remind Me. And this is another one that we brought back. This Telecaster, which was used on the State Tour, like the first tour, and Silver Side Up. Then it went into retirement, and it's come back for this tour. So this would be probably the oldest guitar in the whole lineup.
Was there a big reason why he wanted to dig this one out of the vault?
Yeah, well, we talked about it, and he just wanted to have a couple of new, like, you know, maybe a Tele or a Jag. You know, it's a little different because we were using all Vs and Explorers, and we just wanted to have just a little bit of variety. So we brought this Tele back and the Jag. So we have two Fenders, but traditionally Ryan plays all Gibson. So these are just kind of for a variety. So. And then this is an old one too. And it's this one is a backup, basically, for all the... Ryan uses a lot of different tunings. So this one, basically, for the songs that are one song in a different tuning, this will back up all the kind of odd tunings. Mm-hmm. So this one, throughout the show, I'll tune it up and down according to what's... Like, it'll back up the Jag, it'll back up the Tele, and back up this one. So it bounces to whatever tunings those are in as a backup. So it shouldn't get played during the show. If you see this guitar, something went wrong. Now, the acoustics, this is the Harmony that was actually Peak's dad's. So it's a very old guitar. And it's played for Photograph. And yeah, it doesn't look like much, but it's actually sounds really great with this EMG pickup in it. So yeah, this is what he plays for Photograph.
Is that tuned standard as well?
This one's actually in standard, but it's in E flat. This one here is a new guitar, Dove, and it'll be a backup for the J200 and the Harmony. So it might end up coming back in, but it's just a backup. He's still warming up to it. So. J200, which is played for Rockstar and When We Stand Together. Once again, EMG. And then the last two are Piezo Les Pauls. So what we're doing is we have the Piezo pickup, which goes to one belt pack, which goes to the acoustic DI. The other belt pack is for the pickups. So what we'll do is, for the song this is played for Far Away, which starts out with acoustic. So we have them both on all the time, and then the signal all going through. And then through the GCX, it will be acoustic. And then for the choruses, the magnetic pickups are engaged, which will have the blend.
And is that something he switches, or is that something you do back here?
I do most of the switching back here due to the stage and how they're traveling. The B stage goes to the other side stuff. So just logistically, it makes more sense for me to do a lot of the changes back here. And then this here is identical to, electronically it's identical. It has the same setup, but it's just a different guitar. So this is the backup for Far Away.
And I noticed this symbol was on one of the other guitars. Is that something that he likes to put on his guitars, or does that have any real meaning?
It's actually a brand, like a cattle brand. Uh-huh. And that was from Peak's family in southern Alberta. That was the brand that they used on the farm. So they actually, it was quite a few years ago, and he had it brought out to the beginning of a tour, and we branded that one over there. And yes, Les Paul. There was about two or three other ones that were branded as well, but they're not in the lineup right now. So,
all right, well, let's walk over and take a look at some of his effects and amps.
All right.
All right, Chris, we're over here now with all of his rack effects. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, now, once the signal leaves the guitar and heads over here, where does it go first?
All right, so we have three dual receivers for the wireless, which is A, B, C, D. That's for the electric guitars. And everything, all the wireless, the electric wireless goes into the Radial JX44. And then we select which receiver is on by A, B, C, or D. From there, it gets routed out to the amps on this side. So signal-wise, we go wireless into guitar. So that would be guitar A on. And through output one of the JX44, will go to the headbone, which selects, we have one 412 cab with two mics on it, and this headbone will swap between the two dual rectifier heads out to the same cab. So this will select back and forth, and we have a decimator in line for noise gate. And for, so that's basically a direct signal, wireless, in here, out to the heads. And as far as effects loops go, there's an effects loop built into here, which is going through four, I have some pedals in here, EQ, Dynacom, Micro Course. He doesn't use a lot of effects. They're sparingly used, but they're there for certain parts. So that's the dirt. That's on the dirty channel, and then for delays on the dirty channel, which is only for I think a couple different, or for Never Again, is the line six we're using for delays. So that's it for the dirty channel. That's how it's routed. For the clean channel, we would go out, and we go into the Axe FX, which is actually new. We just got that, and it sounds really good for the clean channel. So we're using a stereo out of the Axe FX for one part of the clean channel, and then the FX send to a Fender Super 60 rack, which is going out to a Marshall 412 cab. So the clean tone is a combination of the Axe FX for some stereo chorus and delay. And then underneath it is this a dry Fender Super 60 for the clean tone. So all of the effects on his clean tone would be through the Axe FX. All of his effects on his distortion channel, which is the dual rectifiers, would be the pedals in here and the line six.
And tell us a little bit about the ground control you have here. Is this what you use to do the switching when he's not available to?
Yes. So the way that works is, down here, we're using the JR5, which we actually had customized. What it does is it's programmed to tell the JX44 which combination of amps are on. Mm-hmm. So this switch right here is my like a backup. This could go on the stage if it wanted to, but I just live it under here because he doesn't have it out there. But as you can see, when I one, that's engaging the rectifier on. Two is the Fender, and we're not using the clean DI right now, but that turns on that. So that's basically swapping from clean channel to dirty channel back and forth. Also, like normally this pedal just has the switches on here, but we put jacks on the back and wired it to each switch. So that's why this controls that. And the other two are through the GCX. So if I go clean, that did the same thing, swapped it over to clean, but it would route it through here. If I go dirty, now that would, effects that are in these drawers are routed to the GCX. So for instance, I'll go to a patch that has some effects on it, would be for something in your mouth, the wah, the auto wah, which is right there. So you see that engages that loop. And then for the acoustic, the way that works is 7 and 8 are the bottom two receivers, which are the acoustic. And this toggles between 1 and 2. So his acoustic is coming out of here, AM 1 and 2 into there. And then we have EQ for the, this is something we just got as well, the PZ Pre, which sounds great for the acoustics and all the piezo stuff. So the way, like I was saying, for far away, if I hit that channel, 7 and 8, that engages the acoustic. I would be on, say, channel 1. Maybe I'll get a guitar in. So, as you can see, I have electric pickups on. So I'm getting signal there. And I'm getting acoustic on this channel here. So right now, when this patch is enabled, it's going to the dirty channel, which is rectifiers, but it swaps it up to the clean channel, both heads, and then I have the volume down on all of those. So that makes that channel is silent because there's nothing there. And 3 and 4 will engage, that 3 and 4 is what engages the it to swap over. 1 is a dirty channel, so that's silent, and then this is on. So now, at this point, signal is passing through, but all you're going to hear is the acoustic.
Yeah.
And then when I go to the chorus, we'll go here, which goes to the Axe FX clean, keeps it this silent, and this stays on. So now we have signal for both. So we have the magnetic pickups and the acoustic. So that's how that works. And I think that's pretty much it.
And what types of picks does Ryan like to use?
We use the Dunlop picks. He uses a 0.60 for his picks. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about maybe why you have two tuners. So.
Okay. So. Out of the tuner out of the radial, which is kind of cool, because even if the say it's on 1 and it's not even selected, it'll pass signal to the tuner out of any of these receivers. And I go into this. This is kind of my go-to pedal, the TU2 or TU3. And then I'm going into the iRig, which I've been using this Peterson Strobosoft on the iPad, which is, I really like it. But like I said, I rely on this one, and so I just kind of use a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And we watch hockey on that as well. That's his main reason.
Too, yeah. We're here on the other side of backstage with Chad Kroger's setup, and let's first talk about this 7-string Explorer you have here.
This is what Chad plays for Burn It to the Ground, and This Means War. So he's using a 7-string Explorer due to the low tuning. Like I say, they're in A sharp and B, so Chad actually plays the 7-string for that. And
what gauge strings and type of strings does Chad use on his guitars?
This is an 80 on the bottom, I believe. Yeah, it's an 80. And this one kind of has been changing. So, I mean, it's 80, and then it goes to like a 66, and then 60, 38, 28, 18, plain, 14. So a custom string gauges there.
Are those Ernie Balls as well?
Yeah, all are. The whole band uses Ernie Ball strings. And he's also got a black Les Paul Custom that he plays for. This one has actually just been customized to have one knob. So it's bridge, volume. That's it. Yeah. We move to the Silver Burst, which is in drop C. So Chad's playing all most Les Pauls and Explorer and the 7-string Explorer. And this is this one's pretty interesting. It's the it's got the crystals on it. This is for Something in Your Mouth, which was for the last in the Dark Horse tour. This was a gift from Gibson that they did up for him with the Dark Horse logo on it. So this is played for something in your mouth for one song. And there is one TRS in here, Hollow Body, which this is the one that Chad plays for Far Away. So once again, another piezo.
And what's this tune to?
This would be to, it's just C sharp. Yeah, this one's actually a slightly different, slightly different tuning than what Peak plays for the same song.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little bit of that going on, so we gotta be on the ball.
Yeah, a lot of tunings.
Another Blackwater with a slightly different finish. This one's got kind of a cool look to it, so same thing, this is another piezo. PRS, I believe this one, yeah, this one's gonna be a backup for all the D and E songs. So yeah, he has a couple, he used to play more PRSs, but now it's all Gibson. So these PRSs are mostly backups.
All right, Chris, let's walk over. And I know Chad and Ryan's rigs are, outside of the guitars, rigs are very similar. Let's walk over and look at Chad's and see what's different about it.
Okay.
All right, Chris, we're over here on Chad's rig now. So tell us a little bit about how this differs from Ryan's rig.
Basically, the way they're switching and the basic setup of the rig is identical to Ryan's. The main difference, he has a wah pedal in here that's for a guitar solo part that's done back here while he's way out on one of the thrusts. And like I said, Chad doesn't use a lot of effects, so this stuff is very rarely used, but it's in here for when it is. And he has the same pipe, the PZ Pre, and the headbone is the same. And he's not using the Axe effects. He's just using the Fender Super 60. Chad's tones are more just clean, dirty, whereas Ryan Peak has more of the effects and the color for the song. So Ryan has a little more effects going on. Chad's is pretty more just bare bones, clean, dirty. But as far as, yeah, the rig switches the same way, basically.
And what types of picks is Chad using?
He uses the same as Ryan, the Dunlop 0.60.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for walking us through both Ryan and Chad's
rigs.
Thanks for coming out. This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.